Maradona turns like a little eel and comes away from trouble. Little squat man comes inside Butcher, leaves him for dead. Outside Fennec leaves him for dead and puts the ball away. And that is why Maradona is the greatest player in the world. He buried the English defence.
I don't believe it. David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup finals.
Like Betamax, they do not make them like him anymore. What more can you say?
Suarez switching the play to Neymar. Neymar, great opportunity. And already it's a goal for Barcelona. Messi was involved. Suarez was involved. Neymar applied a classy finish.
So much to talk about this week, Joe.
It's wow. I mean, this one is a topper. I mean, we can spend so much time just on the obvious subject that has taken up all the headlines this week. But yeah, there's a lot more than just that, or other than that.
I don't even know where to begin.
Where we can begin.
Where is that?
We need to get right into this today.
Yeah, we definitely want to squeeze everything in. We're going to have an interview next week, guys, with a player from the GTA area.
Yeah, he's doing his thing in the NCAA and doing his thing pretty big, actually.
Yeah, we're firming up all the details, and we'll let you know during the week via Twitter who it's going to be. And that's definitely right. Tune in for that. As usual, we'll do this really quick, get the house cleaning out of the way. Footballweekly.com, FUTBOLweekly.com. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, number of different podcatchers you can catch us on. There's a forum you can join as well. There's a whole bunch of different ways you can get to us. Our Twitter handle is @football_weekly, FUTBOL_weekly. We have individual Twitter handles as well. Joseph's is @JoeCola4, and mine is @Reginaldinho_5. So if you have anything to say to us, you want to tell us that we're doing a great job, you want to tell us that we're doing a garbage job, either way, you can let us know. So that's really quick. We got to get right into this. Joe, you ready?
I got to be ready today.
You got to be ready today. So everybody stay tuned, sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast. We'll be back after this.
Dilly ding, dilly dong, come on.
So in the beginning of our podcast, we like to welcome new members of the Football Weekly Podcast Twitter family. This week, even though he's not a new member to our Twitter family, we got kudos this week, I think, Joe, no?
Yeah, for sure. But both these guys.
Definitely. And one actually is following us on Twitter. But we want to send a special Football Weekly shout out to Chris Sinopoli, fellow Markham Vipers player. Gave us his feedback on our show and...
On the field. While we're playing, I guess that tells you the level we're playing at.
We have time to talk about that. Yeah.
Pretty cool to hear about. And, you know, we've become part of people's routines, which is pretty awesome. You know, you guys, you know, being part of your drives to work, your drives to the games, your drives to wherever, whenever you can get away, your free time, and having us, you know, listen to us is, not to sound too corny or cheesy, but it's a real honor for me and Reggie. That's awesome. It's great. The support is awesome.
Definitely great to hear. We look forward to hearing that from more people as our show gets bigger. And we also have another new Twitter follower, actually.
Yes, sir. Reggie DM is, he's actually a diehard Juventus fan and a diehard Leafs fan. And he's like, his he jokes. He's a really cool guy. He jokes about his Twitter name, but he's a really good dude who knows his sports stuff and really knows his football stuff for sure. It's Mark Scholdeis, and his Twitter handle, Reg, is...
Uh-oh.
I think it's at Leafs underscore for life.
At Leafs, that's who it
was?
Yeah,
something like that.
At Leafs for life.
Yeah, something to that extent.
And another mutual friend to Joe and I that actually asked us when our next show is going to be, because he's patiently waiting for it. Jonathan Robillard, who plays a couple of nights with us, I guess. We can say that, right, Joe?
Class guy he is too, yeah.
Oh yeah, one of our good friends was actually mentioning when we're going to do our next show, and I told him we'll do one this week, definitely. So
yeah,
we want to send out
Jonathan.
Yeah, thank you. We want to send out a special shout out to those guys that have been following and patiently waiting for the newest show, and here we go.
Again, thanks to all those guys. It's awesome.
Yep, definitely. Like I said in the intro, you can get to us at our Twitter handle, @football_weekly, or you can drop us a note on our Twitter account, just talking about football. You know what I mean? So definitely, thank you guys for listening, and thank you for the feedback. Appreciate it. So now, Joe, I don't know where you want to start, but there's too much to talk about.
Where I want to start.
We've missed a couple of weeks, so... There's a ton of stuff, but we can't get everything. So we're going to have to pick and choose. What do you want to start with?
You know what I want to start with, right?
What do you want to start with?
The story of sports, never mind of football. For me, the story in my sporting life.
Sunderland?
They got saved. You got it. And DeAndre Yedlin gets to stay in the top lane.
Oh, my God.
Is there anywhere else to start, especially with us?
Well, I guess not. And in the beginning of the season, we had a show called Minnows.
Unbelievable.
Where we picked, Joseph and I picked two of our, I guess, less likely favorites to win the EPL.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. At that time, yeah.
At that time, definitely. I think it was only six games in.
Unbelievable.
And I chose Crystal Palace, who barely survived, but they did.
They survived. They're in the FA Cup Finals.
Yep,
so, hey,
they are.
I mean, definitely. We're talking about the obvious with our other pick, but... Crystal Palace did more than a respectable job in the top flight, and they're in a cup final. So
right on.
You know?
But the shock of all shocks.
It's unbelievable, Reg.
The shock of all shocks. I couldn't believe, and I even said it, I don't think they could sustain this for the whole season.
No, and none of us did. We were all waiting for the hammer to drop,
exactly.
Weren't we, Reg?
Yeah, I was.
You know, we said, okay, they can't get to this week, can they? Hey, Reg, they can't get to the Christmas. Hey, they're at the top of Christmas. I mean, Leicester City.
I know.
Yeah, you know, when the Minnows became Sharks.
That's it, right?
I've already got the movie title, guys. That's it. Because we've watched the movie all year, have we not? Like, we're going to wake up, you know, and Gary Lineker on Twitter is pretty awesome. Hey, like him or not, I think he's pretty good on Twitter, and I like him as a pundit. I like him as a player, too. He keeps tweeting out these things like, clips of the standings and pictures of the fans. He just, you know, with Leicester on top, he's like, I just want to make sure it's real.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? And it's just, I don't have anything. We're here to talk about this, and I could talk about this forever, and it wouldn't be enough.
I remember in one of the flat fours, you gave me a question on the only other teams other than Chelsea, Arsenal, Man City, Man United to win the EPL. There's only been five. It's been around in 20 years, right? It's only been five teams.
Yeah, that's, you know, exactly. And here you have it. Like, unbelievable. The words, the images. This is like a celebration, a party you never want to. Like, I don't want next year to start.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I know we do, but, you know, it's unbelievable. And all the adjectives, they don't even begin to describe this memorable ride. And I think as a sports fan, it all took us to a place where, again, I know it sounds so, you know, straight out of a movie, but isn't it? you know, it took you to a place where we all found ourselves cheering for this amazing club and these amazing fans, you know, like Ranieri. I mean, what a figure. And you know, the stars and the Vardy party and Captain Morgan, Wes Morgan.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, N'Golo Kante. Of course, FA Player of the Year.
Mahrez.
All of these guys, Okazaki. And I don't want to forget anybody. They were fantastic.
Like, who thought that? Who thought at the beginning of the season that Danny Drinkwater would be one of the guys that's lifting the EPL championship and being talked about into the Euro squad for England?
It's unbelievable, Reg. I can't believe the theme of perseverance, the theme of never giving up, and you know, it's changed the way the short time I've had in dealing with young players. You know, Patrice Guiser talks about this a lot. About, you know, he tells his players, and I'm there, I witness it sometimes, say, train like a pro. Don't let anybody tell you you're not going to be a pro. You know, and where you end up, hey, we'll see, but train like a pro in that process. Marco Reda talked about,
exactly,
just recently on our show, grinding it out.
Right.
You know, and that stuck with me, and grinding it out. And Marco talks about, you know, he's so humble that he grinded out a career. I mean, so humble. A guy played almost more than 10 years professional and was capped for his national team. Like, and he's talking about grinding it out. And this was the ultimate example of all of those things, you know, and they're living the dream, right? Unbelievable.
I just hope that they can keep it up next year. And even Ranieri came out and said, I don't think we're going to go and splash the cash on big names because it's going to disrupt our dressing room. But they have to. Now that you have Champions League, now you're fighting on four fronts in England.
Yeah.
And you have to get a deeper squad, and the depth has to include quality. So you can't just have a Robert Huth, you know.
Robert Huth, Reg.
Yeah, I know.
Like Robert Huth.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
Robert Huth is, and we talked about his fantastic quote, Reg. We mentioned on the show. Yeah. Like, he's got to practice his Rabonas. But again, it's a joke, but why do I bring that up? Because it goes right exactly to what you said. You know, now you're in that Champions League. And it's, you know, there's a lot of coaches I've, you know, listened to, and they say, you know, well, we've made it this far, why don't we win, right? And talk about magical runs.
Right.
And so, you know what, Leicester, you've made it this far. So why don't you just keep going?
Exactly.
You know, and that fantastic article that talks about Ranieri and how, you know, you guys dream, you know, you fans, and he's very complimentary, meaning you dream and to the supporters and continue to believe, and we'll just work.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's what it is.
Right? And he promised his players, you know, hey, boys, get the clean sheet, and we'll go for pizza. You know,
yeah.
And then there's, you know, images and stories of the Leicester entire squad literally going in the back of a pizzeria in Leicester and making the pizzas. Like, that's just so them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get over it. Like, I feel giddy talking about that, you know? Like,
well, even when I'm a diehard Arsenal, as you know, but even when it came to, even when it came down to the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season, and then, you know, we were pretty much out of it, it was like, I hope I'm cheering for Leicester.
Yeah, imagine that. I know.
I am cheering for Leicester, not because of I don't want to see anybody else win. It's just that it's one of those stories. It's just like I saw Leicester City win the EPL.
Yeah, exactly, Reggie. And I think, like, as I started this, you know, theme, it was not about football. It was not about soccer.
Yeah.
It's about sports. Like, for me, I don't want to even come close to this in terms of the magnitude of the social impact, right? Like, when you think of, you know, the greatness of Muhammad Ali, and not even in the ring, like, beyond that, like, the social, you know, aspect of it, like, by all means, I don't even want to put that on par in terms of that, but in terms of the magnitude of, you know, following it and people, you know, changing the way they view sports, it's close for me. I mean, and again, please, you know, all due respect to the, you know, I wasn't alive for it, and, you know, I'm not in that situation, obviously, you know, the civil rights movement in the United States, but in terms of forming, like, and getting people involved, like, this is Jordan-esque, Michael Jordan-esque. We've talked about him a lot on this show, and, you know, Pele and people like this that have such a magnitude. This is amazing.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. It's something that you're going to be able to talk about, and it's going to evoke a conversation.
Yeah,
you're gonna sit back and say, do you go out and buy the big names like
Bingo.
The Man City or Chelsea's,
Bingo.
Or do you just
Bingo.
Take what you have and work hard?
You know, Reggie, one of the many things you go off on the show, and that's why people love listening to you, is that, really, is this guy worth this much damn money?
Yeah.
Really, like, are we spending this much money?
Right.
And it totally circles back to this.
Right.
To say, yeah, exactly. Hey, you know what? In a year where Raheem Sterling has, listen, he's busted out, and not in a good way. meaning he broke the bank. And has he well, been say, worth the investment? Like, come on.
I say he peaked at Liverpool, and that's it. He played his best at Liverpool, and he was beside Suarez and Sturridge.
You know?
And had, I don't think he, did he play with Gerrard? Was Gerrard there? I think, yeah, Gerrard was there. And so a little bit of the pressure was taken off him because you have those three guys as your stars. And you can just be a complimentary player. And you're good enough to be a complimentary player. Don't get me wrong. But to be the man, I don't think anybody in England is, of English descent is going to be, you know, viewed as the man on their team. And when you're talking about the English media, I just feel that they're always looking for the next Gascoigne or the next Beckham. And you hear these names and you're thinking to yourself, okay. And you watch them and it's like a Theo Walcott. He's supposed to be the next greatest thing out of England. And it's not. Aaron Lennon, the next greatest thing out of England. And it's not.
Yeah.
Ross Barkley, the next greatest thing out of, and you know what I mean? And they keep pumping this at you that you start to believe it. But if you really sit back and look at it, these guys aren't that good. Well, I shouldn't say not that good, but not as good as they're hyping them up to be.
The hype, right? And I think back to what these guys and this whole Leicester theme has come and showed us is that investing in Goliath isn't always what it's made out to be. But David could have his day.
Exactly.
Know? Jamie Vardy, in fact, could he keep scoring? You know, and look at his rise to the EPL and working hard and stuff like that. And that's exactly what you're saying. It can be done is what we're saying. It can be done with hard work. Is it going to happen every year? No. But, you know, there's no doubt that this has affected and will affect the way in which teams approach it.
Well, I hope
and
so.
Listen, we're not saying, and Reggie, we're, you know, we have a lot of Arsenal supporters. You know, we have a duty to talk about Arsenal because we have a lot of Arsenal supporters that listen to our show, and we love it, and not just because it's Reggie. But, you know, this is not a free pass to some of those quote-unquote bigger clubs and not to spend at all.
Right.
Because football is unique, isn't it, Reggie? It's unique that, you know, the supporters and ultras and all that stuff, they actually have more impact in holding professional teams accountable.
Right.
Because you can't just go and do anything because they'll support us anyway.
Right.
Right, so this is not a free pass. This is not what we're saying. You know, we're still going to come at teams that are big and that are still expected to spend, so they can't just use the, well, look, Leicester did it, because are they putting in that work? Do they train the same way? Like, you know, you watch the parties, right, or that they were showing, you know, the celebration at the King Power Stadium. There's a genuine touch to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not artificial. You know, what Ranieri and his staff created. And when I saw them go up to get the trophy, it wasn't just Ranieri and the players that struck me. Was Ranieri with the trainers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you saw that, Reg?
Yeah, I did,
And the way he, like, to two of them, it was like this, you know, hug that was like, wow. I'm like, this is not, you know, even with the quote-unquote billionaire owners, like, there's something there, you know? There's a magic here. And, you know, maybe it took a guy in his later stages as a manager who, when asked, you know, are you going to watch the game after they tied Manchester United? Are you going to watch that game?
Yeah.
Well, I have to take my mother for lunch.
I'll be on a plane to Italy.
And be on a plane to Italy. And it's like, he's not being you know, for me, I took it like, yeah, he is going to continue on the path and the process.
Well, that's good.
And to hear him say, hey, boys, yes, we clinched, and this is a celebration, and we have Andrea Bocelli here singing like one of the world's centers, and you know, and there's all this theatrics because we have a duty to still continue what we've done.
Right.
You know, to me, this story, I can talk about it forever because it's a special story.
Like I said, I was actually cheering for them, and I like the way you brought up the work. There's a coach out there that everyone's fawning over right now, and that's Diego Simeone. Everybody wants Diego Simeone.
Yeah. You're right,
and I think I put this in on our Twitter feed as well. And it's like, listen, Diego Simeone is a great coach for that group of players. If you think he can get that commitment that he gets out of Atletico Madrid with, say, an Arsenal or a Borussia Dortmund, it's not going to happen. They don't have, it's not the same attitude. It's not the same players. Just like Ranieri probably can't get the Leicester the Leicester effort from another team in the EPL.
I think that's such a valid point, and it speaks to the getting out of your group. What is your group? If that makes any sense, guys.
Right.
That mentality would not work at some of these clubs. Can you imagine, after all the fantastic football in terms of the passing and so on, that Arsenal plays, and then Arsenal goes and wins a title, which I'm sure Reggie would take, and but playing a certain way, it doesn't fly.
Mm.
It doesn't fly. I mean, it fits, it has to fit who the identity of the club is. And we've talked about this identity thing like this whole season.
Right.
And no matter what team they are. So celebrate it for what it's worth and for the situation that it's in. Simeone couldn't go to Barcelona and play that way. Like, it wouldn't work.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And that's what we're saying, right? So I know we want the next big thing. I don't want every other team now to be Leicester. I don't want it. And this is, for me, as just a romantic football fan, I want Leicester to be on its own.
Right.
I don't want to. You're not going to, you can't recreate that. I mean, could you include it? Of course. Do we need more humility and a humble approach in terms of all of these teams and how they approach and what they owe their fans and their supporters? Hell yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Because
football's a different one. We talked about this. Soccer's a different one. The supporters do matter more than in any other sport.
I think so, yeah, definitely.
In any other sport. Reggie, when Arsenal isn't having the best day, it hurts you more than anything, than any of our beloved hometown teams in North America.
It's true, It's the first thing in the morning, and it's just like, this is how you're going to start my day, my Saturday? Oh my God.
And for me, I've become so apathetic now because of AC Milan. I've joked about it all year, but I've become an apathetic fan because they've disappointed me so much.
Yeah.
And the club and the administration, shame on them. They owe it to all of us AC Milan fans worldwide. We are owed better because, look, this is how much we follow this club.
Right.
And in a year where Leicester is doing this, this quote-unquote former super club of Europe, is shameful.
Yeah. Well, a lot of clubs can look at Leicester and say, we underachieved this year, so.
Unbelievable. So, could it happen to a better group of people? Could it happen to a better manager in terms of, and of course, the video, dilly-ding, has been everywhere, with Ranieri saying, we're in the Champions League, man.
Hey, man, we are in Champions League. We are in Champions League, man.
That was my next
dilly ding, dilly dong. Come on.
It's dilly dang, dilly dong. I'm messing it up, and people are throwing stuff as they're listening to me. You all know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. Listen, Reg, for me, maybe we should write the script now because someone's going to do it.
Well, I think it's probably already in the works. So.
It's done. Yeah, because this is incredible.
And Spielberg's
it's an incredible
on that.
Story. So Marty party, all those things. Yeah. This is legends.
I didn't hear that. I never heard the Captain Morgan until today. That's pretty good.
Oh,
man.
I saw it, and they're going to capitalize on that too. But amazing, and look at Wes Morgan, and just listening to him talk, and watching him go and get the trophy, and the relief, and just adulation and jubilation. I should say. It's amazing, and you're happy for them.
Can you believe it? Anyways. So,
we will be talking about Leicester City in the Champions League next year, right?
Real Madrid versus Leicester City in the opening game of the group stage in next year's Champions League. Wow, eh? Wow.
So to all you, and we do have people in Leicester and Leicester fans all over the world, and we mean true supporters because, Reggie, you and I, we always come back and we have something critical to say because that's who we are.
No.
I wonder how many Leicester City supporters are going to pop up now.
Well, it already started to happen. Now I play a video game online and now everyone's Leicester City. And it's like,
hey, how about this? Can we be admirers, but let's not, let's take it easy with the bandwagon because, and I mean that with all due respect to the true supporters.
Well, anytime a jersey sells out, there's a ton of bandwagoners.
Okay. And think of those people and true Leicester City fans, mm-hmm. who suffered through them going down to the third tier and all those things. And you know, for them, I really have heartfelt joy for them.
Yeah.
I honestly do. That's just an amazing thing.
It is.
So, good on them.
Well, we spoke about Diego Simeone taking over another team, but before he can do that, he's got to navigate his way through another Champions League final.
Whew, unbelievable, Reggie. So we're talking about the Madrid derby, again.
And we're going to bring this up. I'll wait to bring this up.
Yeah.
There's three teams in the finals of a European Cup. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about this a little later, or we're going to bring it up a little later. But again, like we've said in the show and previous shows, it just brings you to the competition level in that league. Am I wrong? Am I right? Am I off my rocker? What's happening here?
Okay, Reggie's, you've talked a lot all year.
I'm not a big La Liga guy.
And for me, Reggie, I'm always trying to be, Reg, but you got to appreciate the league for what it is. Mm-hmm. But these are facts that cannot be denied.
Right.
Because these teams are just, it's top-heavy competition.
Yeah.
It's not week in and week out. And that has to be a point. Yeah, this is, I remember when the Serie A was a top league,
mm-hmm.
and the top players were playing there. But it was kind of the same thing. It was top four heavy.
Right.
And those teams were reaching European finals a lot.
Yep.
And because they were really, you could pencil in wins.
Head and shoulders above any other competition in there.
Yeah, you can pencil in wins.
Right.
Where do you pencil in wins now in some of these leagues and in the EPL? You don't.
Yeah, really.
You don't pencil in a win. And I speak to the days of Serie A, and again, I always go back to those heydays because right now there's none. in terms of, Juventus is the only one for me that's, a top team, and we'll talk about that after because they're up for bigger and better things, if that's even possible. They are for me. But anyway, you knew that the top clubs were going to win against those mid-table clubs, and we can't say that now.
Right.
We can't say that. And that's why the rigors that they don't have to go through with top teams in La Liga, I think you're a proponent of this too, it's allowed them to continuously dominate in Europe.
Well, that's what we're seeing, right?
Absolutely. Is Sevilla in the final again?
Sevilla's in the final again.
And
there are enough points out of any Europa League finishes in the La Liga, and they're not making Champions League. So they were probably able to rest key guys for the upcoming games, because they can't finish above anybody to get into the Europa League in the league play or Champions League. So the only way they're going to get back into it is if they win Europa League. So they have the opportunity to rest players as well. Real Madrid probably has the I guess we're going to talk about that next. I guess they can't rest players because that's a tight race too.
No, it's unbelievable. It's up until last weekend. I believe Atletico dropped points. They lost to Levante, I believe.
Atletico, and, I believe so. Yeah.
So with that loss, I think if they would have kept pace, I think they would all been within 1 point, right, or two.
Yeah, they would have. They would have.
So a pretty crazy race between Barca, Real Madrid, and, of course, Atletico Madrid. So,
right.
And it comes down to the final week, unreal.
Yeah, just to give you the numbers, Barcelona's in first place, 88 points. Mm-hmm. Real Madrid is not far behind with 87. And Atletico is right in there with 85. And you said, Atletico lost last week. So they would have been tied with Barca and 1 point. And they'll probably lose on goal differential for sure. But
yeah, because Barcelona, and that's your point, Barcelona smacking teams ain't nothing.
That's right. While resting Neymar, Suarez, and Messi.
Yeah.
And so, still beating them ain't nothing.
And that's why it has to be addressed. You got to look at that. Yeah. And people say, La Liga hater. No, it's, Reggie's going to straight out tell you for sure. I'm, of course, you guys listen, I try to go, but, this is one where, it's top heavy. It is. It's top heavy. And teams will say, they can't even believe sometimes. They don't even believe they have a chance to beat these top clubs.
Yeah.
And that's where there's no way that happens in the EPL. Oh, they're less tactical. Great, for sure, fantastic. We get it. I don't even buy that, but there's more. It's given every time in the EPL. Reggie, it speaks to this again, and I don't, I think I've made it very clear. I don't care if Ranieri and Leicester dominate all of our conversation on this podcast today, but Ranieri's talked about this and speaks about what we're saying. He said, how did you deal with the pressure this year? And, you're in the top battle. And he said, when he first got to Chelsea, and I believe year 2000, something like that, around that, and Zola was there. So mister, when they call him that, boss or gaffer, an Italian mister. So, here it's different, he said to him, because you just come to the stadium, and when you're losing, the fans cheer. The fans support you. They love you. They want to urge you on. Of course, in Italy, you're down or you don't perform, and the fans are like, they don't want to talk to you. They don't go to the stadium.
Yeah, right.
They won't even go. And so he said, he goes, I came here, and it was like a breath of fresh air. Imagine that, Reggie. And he's not slighting the league. He's saying how much support and the fans around it made it,
Well, for some in the EPL, that's life. You work to pay for your season's tickets.
That's right. So that's, that speaks to the support.
Right.
And what I'm saying is, that urges teams on, and that pushes them on. And some places being so much harder to play in. He talked about the stress that he was under coaching in Italy, because it's all doom and gloom, and it's the week of training is feels pressure. It goes, that's pressure every day. It's like they're on you, and there's this massive stress that's on you. So again, I think that plays a big part. So he's saying
right.
Some of these teams that don't have that, once they go to Europe, I mean, look at Liverpool. Let's look at Liverpool, Reg.
Yeah, let's do that.
Liverpool, they know they're not challenging anything in those top four spots at all.
Right.
And Klopp has got them, living European dreams, hasn't he? Big time win. Wins two back-to-back.
Did you watch any of those games?
Oh, my God. I watched the second leg of the Borussia Dortmund game.
What a game, eh?
It's just amazing. And, Klopp is, I think he played like Simeone in that game. And the atmosphere, oh, my gosh, the atmosphere was electric.
Well, I thought, honestly, Joe, I was watching a game. It went 3-1, and I was just like, okay, what am I going to make for dinner? Maybe I should get something out for the thaw.
Yeah, we talked about this, I think, the last night. Yeah, and look what they...
Holy smoke. Yeah. And they just came back, and it was like, I couldn't believe it. The old Liverpool would have laid down and died.
Yeah, and that's, And again, being out of...
Everything.
Anything important in anything, you're right. In domestic play, look at what teams can give in Europe.
Right.
And then people, and I don't want to hear this, well, but look at the teams that compete on all fronts. Well, look at the resources they had. And I mean, the resources meaning obviously the money, that they can have a squad of 20 that can compete in both. I mean, those teams should, but when you alleviate that pressure from, being champions. I mean, Juventus, like we said, if they, get knocked out of champions earlier, that will easily say to the rest of Serie A, you ain't winning this year.
Right.
No one's coming close to us.
Right.
Like, Reg, we were talking about them being in 10th place, I believe.
Right.
And then we called it, they would win it, and they're going to win it by double-digit numbers again.
Right.
Close to it. So there is absolutely no doubt there is a correlation between, what you're doing in Europe and how you're going to perform in Europe based on what you're doing domestically.
Well, yeah, and I can tell you right now, just by looking at the standings, that it doesn't. If Liverpool loses, even if they had three games left, well, let's say two games left, and they lost both of them, they'd still finish in the exact same place they are right now. Even winning the games and leapfrogging the team that's above them, it still doesn't get them anywhere. So if you want to make Champions League, you got to win Europa. So we can't go any further up. We can't go any further down. Our league games don't really matter right now.
That's
we
right.
We need to focus on the Europa final. We win that, we're in we get a playoff into Champions League. We don't win our playoff into Champions League. Do they go to Europa being the runner up automatically or not?
I don't think so.
No, so they're back just playing the league,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
But if they win their playoff game, they're in Champions League.
And that's what it is. And you know, how many years have we talked about English teams being in the Champions League in the last four of the quarters, and they're battling for their lives in the EPL race, and they suffer in those playoffs, you know, and in the two-legged games that they're looking to get to finals.
Right.
You know, like, it's legitimate.
Yeah. They have a chance. They have a chance to build before those playoffs are played, and I think they're talking about Mario Götze coming to Liverpool as well. So
wow, well, you know, the club factor,
exactly.
We're going to see it more exactly. As we go on, and you know, in terms of not only what he's building, but you know, let's be honest, what he's going to bring in, and also important, what he's going to ship out and who he's going to ship out.
Right.
I know they talk about Lallana is a big one,
right. I heard Sturridge is available if...
Yeah, I heard that too.
If someone wants to pay
for
want to
leave their mark, don't they, Reg? They want to, you know, impose their will in terms of not only their tactics and what they believe, but also with personnel.
Right.
You know, that's the easiest way to do so. So,
right.
You know, it once again, we'll be talking about Liverpool in a certain way. Last year it was about, or earlier, it was about Mr. Rodgers,
right.
Who we... Again, predicted wouldn't see the end of the year.
Exactly.
And
pretty good. We're pretty good with our predictions on this show.
I don't know, Reggie. I'm just saying, right? But, you know, we're going to pat ourselves on the back, but I think we deserve it this year.
Right, definitely. So we've come to the end of the first half of our show. Our team's back. Our team's back in town, Joe.
Wow. It was a lot. What a great road trip they did have, Reggie.
It was a great road trip, and it was a great home opener. Yours truly was in the house along with Joe. So,
Reggie, I'm even more than you. It was an amazing night to have you there, Reggie.
Yeah, well, you know, it was very special
with your presence.
It's very special. But we'll come back and we'll talk about all about that right after this.
TFC! TFC! TFC!
What a road trip. What a home opener.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't have any high hopes. 8 games on the road. You need what? 8-9 points coming back?
They were fantastic. Right?
I didn't think they would get it. I think they finished with 11 coming back.
You know, didn't they get more than that?
Yeah, they might have. They might have. Ho-hum, TFC won again. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Just like...
Yeah, no, you're right, actually. It was that. You know, Reggie, they talked about that being, you know, when teams, I read something saying, you know, teams that had to start their season on the road because of, you know, stadiums or whatever it is. I think they mentioned one year Chicago Fire, the early 2000s, the LA Galaxy, who I think the LA Galaxy team didn't even win a game.
Right.
Whereas TFC won 3.
Right.
Something like that, 3 or 4.
It takes a toll on you because the MLS isn't like England or Italy or Spain.
Oh, travel.
Where you're just jumping on a bus and going an hour away, or jumping on a plane and going 45 minutes away,
it's
or
taking
taking a train 30 minutes away. Toronto flying halfway across North America to play a game, and then flying back, training, getting prepared, and then flying back to somewhere else the next week, right?
And
you do that for 8 weeks in a row.
Absolutely. And Reggie, not only the games they got results in, even the games they didn't, they looked pretty good.
Even the games they didn't get results in, they were in it up until close to the end. And you always felt, with that little guy on the field, you always have a shot.
Well, Reggie, they have the difference maker, right?
Yeah.
And we always talk about, you know, what do you do when you build a team? And, you know, the difference maker they got. There's the captain obvious statement of the century.
Yep.
They have a difference maker. They have the difference maker in the MLS. Everyone knows that.
Right.
He is the best player in the MLS, hands down, at the moment, in his performances, all that stuff. For me, no doubt.
Yep.
Now, we talked about this, once again, last year. We said, who's in their back four? Who's there? What's there? Every week now, Reggie, we basically know who's going to be in that back four.
And that back four is solid.
Solid. I mean, Drew Moore and Betajur.
Mm-hmm.
the new additions.
Great pickup.
Peter Schwartz right back and Drew Moore at center back. That word stability has allowed us to have an identity because Damien Pukkisa is a different center back than we saw last year.
Well, we know why. It's all about your partner, believe me.
It is. Reggie knows, played that position at a high level. Yeah. You know, and it is, isn't it? It's trust and it's stability, knowing where they're going to be. And so Drew Moore is happy with just winning the ball, right? And, you know, just doing his job and organizing and being, he said, you could tell he's a great teammate. So great as you are.
Right.
Justin Morrow. I mean, Justin Morrow, it seems to me like he was just a guy waiting for those other, you know, he seems like a quality guy. He's a good player. He was just waiting for other guys to follow him.
Right.
Or he was looking for guys to follow.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it was the last game they played against Portland, I believe, before they came home. On a different night, TFC wins that game 6-1. Their goalie stood on his head to keep out everything. So it's just games like that. You know, I don't think it was. Was it Portland? I think it was Portland. But
he was great.
Doesn't matter. It's just games like that. Last year, 2 years ago, it would have been, as soon as Portland scored a goal, it would have been where every player is out to see this game's going to end 4-0. But even though they lost the game, just the chances they were creating, any other night they win that game. They score about 5 or 6 goals. The goalie stood on his, he was making saves out of his, I don't know what.
Yeah, they were more than in it, is what I say, more than in it.
But just seeing that effort and, you know, the result didn't come, but, you know, like I said, great, great effort. Any other night they win that game. And we're seeing that more and more from this team. And that's what I think, again, the supporters want. If you can play like that, game in, game out, and you lose more than you win, I would still pay my money and go see them. It's just before when they were playing, it was so bad. And it's just like, why am I wasting my money? But if they can play like that with that effort, and like I said before, when you have this little guy on the field, you always have a shot. I have no problem supporting this team.
I'm with that too, Reggie, for sure. And they do. With this guy, they do. And what they have, you know, Vanny, again, for a guy who's been under a lot of heat.
Hey, from heat from us too. Well, from me especially, but.
Yeah, and well-deserved. He has helped formulate, create that defensive cohesion too. He deserves credit for it too. Right. I think a guy who deserves a lot of credit too with Vanny is his staff. I mean, we don't credit enough coaching staffs and Robin Fraser,
yeah.
And what guys have done like him, you know, with Vanny doing such a good job of creating that. So, you know, good on them. They've created a product that we like to follow. Of course, everyone loves a winner, but even now they have it all part and parcel. They're on a good run. They're doing well. The stadium looks top class.
Oh, Joe.
Looks top class.
Our stadium now is beautiful.
It's legit.
I couldn't believe it. I was just like, yeah, they put a little thing over the top of it. Okay, big deal. I stepped into this place. I looked around. I was like, holy smokes.
Yeah, I said the same thing. It's unrecognizable for
and,
me.
And they're going to put, and they're gonna put. I think they're going to put roofs on the other side next year.
That's right. Yeah, on the other end, yes.
So this is it's going to be one of the best stadiums in North America. And if you haven't seen it, definitely, if you live in the Toronto area and you can get some tickets, because they're back for, I think, 3 more games at home in a row.
That's right. Well, big game this weekend, too.
Yeah.
A little bit of a homecoming.
Yeah.
We mentioned a lot in here, Fraser Air and the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Definitely.
They'll be in town. So, you know, there's a positive air about them, and it's a good time. And like we said, long-suffering. Not only just Toronto FC, but Toronto fans in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, the supporters do deserve it because there's a lot of supporters here that we are, you know, in our short 10 years here, we're bleeding red here. And then we really want this club to, you know, perform on and off the field. That's what we want, you know, for them to be something to be proud of. And, you know, that was one of the proudest moments is supporting them in that stadium and the anthem and the anthem until I got home and I saw the clips of it.
Yeah.
You know, on social media.
Everybody was singing and they gave Dravinko his MVP award and the fireworks and it was just like, holy smokes, man. Yeah, it was goosebumps.
It was top class. And, you know, Don Garber tweeting out, you know, about the anthem and Toronto. I mean, listen, it is no secret. The MLS needs Toronto FC to be successful and so on, but it's again the continued support is really good to see.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, I don't want to put, you know, get ahead of ourselves here,
mm-hmm.
but it looks, as of now, that we finally have a bright future.
Uh-oh. Huh? That who has a bright future?
Well, that TFC does.
Okay. No, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure.
So you mentioned that they have a kind of a, I guess we can call it, it's not a derby, I guess, but a all-Canadian affair.
Yeah.
On Saturday, 7:30 at BMO, Vancouver Whitecaps in town. Fraser aired, like you mentioned. The next Wednesday, David Villa and Frank Lampard stop by, and we have the New York. What are they? The New York Football Club.
Yeah.
New York City FC.
I forget about the coolest man.
Mr. Pirlo, yes.
Pirlo no party, he'll be there.
Yes, you know. Forgot about that. Well, I'll be at that game for sure.
I think so. I will be there too. I'll be there this weekend too, so.
I might make it out there this weekend as well. I mean, now that, and TFC's done it proper, I'd say now. Before, all the games were at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's impossible in the middle of the day.
Really
you know,
tough.
You got to do everything. It's the weekend. It's the Saturday. You got to do everything either before the game. You can't do anything after the game because everything's closed. It's just like
and for you know, people living in the GTA here,
right?
You know what we're talking about, but our listeners who don't, it's not the easiest of places to get to. It's quite the trek.
I mean, it's right in the heart of downtown Toronto, but again, that's not the easiest place to get to drive. So
if you're you feel our pain if you live in the GTA in terms of getting to our, you know, beloved heart of the city.
Yeah, exactly.
From outside the city is not the easiest of things, especially on a Saturday. So
exactly.
But it was top class, and excited. Only bigger and better things coming. I mean, I'm personally very excited to see, you know, Fraser Aird play in a stadium where, you know, I can remember going to games, and I remember traveling once with, again, a guest who lives on our show, with Dino and his family, and Fraser and his dad and his brother going to one of the TFC games, and we were going as fans, and now we're going to be going to watch him play, so it's pretty cool.
That's excellent. So if you live in the Toronto area and you haven't been to a TFC game, and everyone says, oh, the atmosphere is amazing, and in the last couple of years it hasn't been, I can tell you, I think it's back. Because that place was packed, and it was loud.
It was jumping, eh, Reg?
Oh, buddy. I haven't seen that place like that since the beginning.
Yeah, same here. Agreed.
Right?
Oh,
so,
and funny you say that, Reg.
Yeah.
TFC, I think they're celebrating the anniversary of Danny Dicchio scoring the first goal.
Oh, was that next game?
I think it was this week, I want to say. So, pretty special moment. We saw that. And again, shout out to our great guest, and all of our guests have been great, but, you know, Mark Olretta was part of that team, so he was part of that day too, so there it is, so pretty cool thing. And that was a pretty special moment. Remember they threw the seat covers on?
Oh, yeah, we were actually, the guy that was sitting in front of us was actually, we were talking about opening day goals and stuff like that, and we were remembering the time where everybody threw the seat covers onto the field.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the fifth game of the season, and we still hadn't scored a goal yet. We finally scored a goal, and everybody went crazy. So
it was just one of those moments of, like, you know, bobblehead day or bat day in the Bronx, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea. So, anyway, so yeah, listen, there's excitement about TFC, there's excitement about the players, excitement about the stadium. Hopefully they keep this going, because it's only, you know, it's a good thing when big markets and big, you know, clubs, so to speak, are doing well. So,
and now that we have them back in town, we'll be able to better assess what the players are doing. So if we're gonna be talking about a little bit, not too technical into it, but we're gonna talk about tactics that TFC are employing to get the result. It's not just pass it to Jovinko and watch the show. There's other players that are involved as well. Sebastian Endo scored his first MLS goal this weekend.
That.
So
yeah, Reg, funny you say that, because we've been talking, you know, one of the things we focus on our show is, as our listeners know, you know, we talk about the NCAA and the path that added to pro.
Right.
And here's Tsubasa Endo, who, you know, for the first part of this calendar year, or year, or 2016, right, before, was plying his trade with Powerhouse in the NCAA, Maryland, University of Maryland Terrapins. And here he is, he scores his first MLS goal. Of course, by Jovinko, and there it is. Ends up being the game winner, his first goal on a pretty special day at BMO.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to seeing more of the youth. I look more forward to seeing more from the established names, Bradley, Altidore, Giovinco especially. I don't even want to see Osorio get into some of the games, and let's see what he can do too, right? So definitely if you live in the Toronto area, they're here for the next three games. I suggest you get yourself a set of tickets. Not too expensive. Go down there and support this team, and you'll see both of us there.
For sure.
Joe.
Yeah, that was power-packed.
Power-packed indeed. Like I said in the intro, next week we're going to have a guest on. We're trying to line up a little something for our listeners as well. Maybe we shouldn't give out the details from that until we actually get everything get everything shored up. But we're working on something for our football. Exactly, we're working for something for our Football Weekly listeners. You know, now that the seasons are starting, and maybe you got to go out and get some stuff. Maybe we can maybe we can help you out a little bit. Yeah. But wait for that in the next. Hopefully next week we'll have some more information that we can pass to you along to you about that. So. Wait for that.
Stay tuned, as they say. Do they say that still?
Nah, I think they do. I think they do.
You can tune in so many different ways now, as Reggie always tells us at the beginning of our podcast.
Exactly, and I'm going to tell you that right now. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, number of different podcatchers. You can get us. Get at us at football_weekly for our Twitter account. We're always posting stuff there. You have anything to say to us, want to ask us any questions. We set up a poll last week, who would win between Leicester and Atletico Madrid, a battle of the two most hardworking teams in Europe. I think Leicester won, Atletico won, actually. Definitely get at us at Football Weekly, footballweekly.com. Joe, it's been a pleasure as usual.
Reggie, I feel like we worked today, and that's good.
We always
put in a good shift.
We always work. So, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.